And they said, if we bring Einstein here, people will look at this and say, Berlin is where the action is. It's worth whatever it takes to get him here.
On July 11th, 1913, two men arrive at the Zurich train station. Max Planck and Walter Nernst, a renowned German chemist. They are hoping that a personal appeal will persuade the rebellious young scientist to return to his German homeland.
Two men, middle-aged guys in dark clothes, get off the train, and they go find Einstein.
They're so different. Max Planck is very proper Prussian, always very well-dressed and well-groomed, wearing the monocle, talking in very formal tones. And there's Einstein, who's refusing even back then to comb his hair and dressed in, you know, sort of old coats and however he feels like it, already starting not to wear socks. They make a great offer to him. He'll be a professor at the University of Berlin. He'll be a member of the Prussian Academy. He won't really have to teach classes. He'll have all the research help he needs.
It was Max Planck. It was Nernst.